Marriage is one of the only ways for someone who came to the United States illegally to become a legal permanent resident. But that may be getting tougher. WHYY reporter Laura Benchoff is here to update us on an interesting case pointing to some recent changes to how the U.S. treats the spouses of U.S. citizens. Laura, welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you so much, Dave.
So tell me about Sauver Jean. Who is he and how did you find out about his story?
So Sauver fled Haiti by boat and tried to go to Puerto Rico in 2013. And you may remember, Dave, that Haiti had a really big earthquake in 2010. And then there was a cholera outbreak. And together they killed hundreds of thousands of people. And Haiti just wasn't safe. So even though the U.S. didn't want to keep him, it wanted to deport him. And it gave him what's called a removal order. It didn't actually follow through with it. It let him come into the U.S. It said, you know, we're just not sending people to Haiti right now. So you can stay, but you should know that we are going to make you leave. So he was working, and he would have to go check in with ICE periodically. And that's what he did on November 17th, you know, last month. But that time, instead of letting him stay, they took him into custody and sort of said, now we're going to make good on that promise to deport you.
What has Mr. Jean been doing during the 4 years he's been here?
You know, he lived his life. He worked for a Purdue chicken factory in Delaware. He went to church. And this past year, he got married. He got married in February. He and his wife, Valdine, started dating a couple years ago. She's from Haiti, but she's a U.S. citizen. And she was actually 8.5 months pregnant with their first child when he was arrested.
The officer came out and said, he's not going to go back with me. I was like, why? And I couldn't drive at that time because I was pregnant. And I said, how am I going to be able to go home because he was the one who was driving.
So then about a week ago, Vladine had their daughter, whose name is Sephora. And so Sauver missed the birth of their child. And another thing to know is that because he's married to her, he's married to a U.S. citizen, Sauver has a path to a green card in the U.S.
Laura, how do you square this? Sauver is in detention and federal government is trying to remove him, yet he has a way to live in the United States legally.
He's in a tough position, and I'm going to let some immigration attorneys help me explain this. First is Sauver's attorney, Mary Ciccarelli. She's been asking U.S. Customs and Border Protection, which is the agency that arrested him, for something called discretion. It's basically, it's just a pass on his deportation because he has this path to a green card, because his wife applied for what's called an I-130, which is the form to show that he's married and can get legal status.
Let's say that he does get deported and he has to go back to Haiti. Once the I-30 is approved, he can come back with a waiver. So it's not, that's the other thing I think that is so frustrating. They're going to be back. Why send them back to their country and have them suffer?
Right. It's this kind of reverse revolving door. Send people back out who are then eligible to come right back in. But discretion was a lot more widely used under the Obama administration and really fallen by the wayside now. The U.S. also changed its policy. Remember, they weren't deporting people to Haiti? Well, now they are. On the other hand, attorney William Stock, who is the former president of the American Immigration Lawyers Association, says that federal immigration enforcers make a good case that that kind of leniency, it can undermine the whole immigration system.
I think there is an attitude in the immigration services that our orders need to have consequences, because otherwise no one will take immigration very seriously.
So what's likely to happen to Sauver and his family, and what does that example tell us about how the United States immigrant policy views these family relations?
Sauver is likely to be deported. His wife and their daughter, who's about a week old now, will still be here. And, you know, she's planning to send him money in Haiti so he can kind of get on his feet. But if her petition to have them be reunited is approved, he will be able to come back eventually. But just today, the head of the federal agency that issues immigration visas held a press conference. And during that conference, he said, just because you have a U.S. citizen as a family member, that shouldn't be a priority anymore. And that's how so many people have come into this country. So we could be seeing things get harder for people like Sauver.
Thanks, Laura.
Thank you so much, Dave.